This is Click from the BBC in London. I'm Gareth Mitchell and Bill Thompson's here. And speaking to the likes of Rose Broom, I couldn't help thinking of other ways in which the whole information society is changing the way that charities work. Are they, for instance, becoming, and are they being forced to become, I suppose, more innovative? Well, we asked Click reporter Jonathan Kent to investigate for us.
The XL Arena in London, and hundreds of people are preparing to take part in a race on the River Thames to raise money for charity.
The idea was simple, that I do 12 challenges a year and have friends kind of come in and support and help with the fundraising. And it's just become more and more of a group. So the first year we raised £12,000 with 40 people, and this year we've already raised £24,000 with 100 people.
One of those warming up is Andy Connolly, who's leading his own team, Challenge 12, that's been put together through social media.
Social media and charities have one very similar thing in common, and that's the human story. Any one person can turn what they do, their projects, whether it's charitable or anything, into a social media exercise. Our entire Challenge 12 project has been based around using social media to promote what we've done as a group of friends.
Andy and most of his fellow fundraisers are in their 20s and 30s. But here in a garden on the south coast of England, the scene couldn't be more different. Fundraiser Jeff Stonebanks is in his 60s, and so are most of the people who've come to see his garden and raise money for a cancer charity.
I've got to be honest and say 99% of the people that walk through the gate, sort of their jaws drop and you get the wow factor. And that's something I actually sort of quite enjoy.
You make a lot of use of social media.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think it's quite beneficial because at the end of the day, people are only going to be aware of what you're doing if you're finding some way to broadcast it. People are aware that the younger generation are using it as a tool to meet people and get engaged with things. And I think the older generation are beginning to realise that themselves too.
Social media is changing the nature of charitable giving just as it's changing so much else that we do. Andy Connolly says some charities are starting to adapt to the social media age, but many could do more.
You know, they give you logos, t-shirts, things that you can use in pictures, but it needs to be more social media focused than just sending a t-shirt in the post. I mean, you tend to get a fundraising guide, which is very, it's always the same, you know, do a bake sale, do this, whereas actually if you need to be able to kind of help people set up blogs, websites, to, you know, create your own project.
For some charities, keeping fundraisers happy could be a matter of survival. Just as online retailing has led to the closure of many shops, so too, a new generation of internet and social media savvy charities could replace many traditional ones. Paul Beck of the digital brand agency Tangible has been researching the issue, and he says charities will increasingly need to compete for fundraisers, and that means providing a more overtly social experience and helping fundraisers build their own social media profiles.
They may not have a close personal connection with the actual cause yet, so a way of getting them involved and aware is to invite them into a fundraising experience that has a social element to it, an exciting, a challenging element to it, like climbing up a mountain. And then once you've got them on board, you can tell them the story of the cause and the good work that you're doing as a charity.
Well, Paul has come with me to the offices of Oxfam, the international development charity based in Oxford, where the digital fundraising lead is Matt Gerwood. So when we talk about people building their personal brands through their charitable work at the same time as they do some good, how is Oxfam recognising that?
Oxfam will look to highlight the achievements of exceptional supporters, those who go maybe beyond the ordinary type of challenge events. For example, we had someone recently who was a community fundraiser who took a very small aircraft from London to Australia to do some fundraising for Oxfam. And we really highlighted his story and picked his route along the way with videos and photos and so on. And we also may pick out supporters of the week and say, look what such and such has done. And we may just say, thank you very much for your £10 donation if we see that you've donated to someone who's running the London Marathon, for example.
But is there a downside? Some people have criticised what they say is the way social media has made charity about the giver and not about the cause. They point to the recent Ice Bucket Challenge, a charitable campaign that spawned tens of thousands of YouTube videos and Facebook posts as a case in point. Jeff Stonebanks, however, says that giving fundraisers recognition doesn't cheapen the act of giving.
No, I don't think it is a bad thing. I think there are people out there that like to be recognised for what they do. And at the end of the day, some people are better off being recognised for what they do because they're willing to give that bit more and go that extra mile.
Jeff Stonebanks, ending that report from Jonathan Kent. So, Bill.
This is a really tricky one, isn't it? Because what you're doing is going to the heart of the motivations for charitable giving, and some of them may not be as pure and noble as you might think, but if you're a charity and you need that money, you have to work with what you can get. And what we find is that, you know, an online presence, what John called personal brands, become important, and so if you're Oxfam, you work with that. Several years ago, in 2008, a former journalist and now philanthropist called Tom Watson wrote a book called CauseWired, and it was a really good analysis of the online social networks at the day and how it was starting to affect the way charities work. And I revisited it before the programme, and Tom was very, if like, prescient. He could see the trends, the way things were going, and asked questions about the impact of this sort of work in the long term. Because, of course, yeah, the networks continue to evolve. The thing you're doing now will not work in a year's time, and he wondered about whether charities could actually keep up.
Yeah, and it'd be interesting to see which ones do and which ones maybe don't. Bill, thank you for that. Well, finally, the